Still with me in the studio is Fiona Morrison. She's the CEO of the Make a Wish Foundation in Switzerland. Fiona, I wonder if you could outline, how are these wishes granted? There must be an application process, and which ones are selected and which ones aren't.
That's correct. There is, in fact, a medical eligibility in terms of the children that we're going to be able to grant wishes to. In Switzerland, it's quite particular. In fact, it is healthcare professionals who refer the children to us. So it's often the treating physician, the psychologists or social workers who really see that there is a great therapeutic value in having a wish granted. So they actually refer the children to us in the majority. Families can also refer their children to us via the website. We have medical doctors who actually are there to evaluate the medical eligibility of the children. And once this is agreed upon, then we can go ahead, meet the families, and meet the child, and learn what their wish is.
So you think that once these wishes are granted, does it give the child hope? Is that what gives them something to look forward to? Can you see that clearly?
Absolutely. They're very, very excited when they know we're going to come and visit them, very excited to share with us what their wish is. And the anticipation of knowing they can project themselves into the future, knowing their wish is going to come true, has an incredibly positive impact on them as well, not only on the child, but on their siblings and on the parents.
Now, perhaps you could outline some of the wishes that have really stood out for you over the years, some of the ones that really marked you.
I think every wish is special. Every child is special. And what you can say is that basically the wishes sort of fall into four categories. There's I wish to be, I wish to have, I wish to go, and I wish to meet. And so we have quite a few celebrity wishes. We have quite a few wishes where it may seem very simple to you, but it's incredibly important. These are laptop wishes. A lot of the children have a need to have their own laptop. They're often stuck at home for months on end, just sort of going between the hospital and home. So they're very lonely. So having a computer is really a window to the world. That's very important. We have quite a lot of Disney wishes. They spend a lot of time at home. They watch TV. They see all these wonderful Disney characters. Every wish is special, but we have done some absolutely amazing ones. We had Linus, who went, who's crazy about planes, and he wanted to actually go and see, visit the USS Nimitz, which of course is the largest aircraft carrier in the world. So he was able to do that, and he was actually commander in chief of the USS Nimitz for a day.
Something he won't forget.
He sat in an F-18. He was very, very happy. We had Jivan, who wanted to be a pirate.
Okay.
So we rented out a pirate ship and had a pirate captain. And
that sounds very fun.
Yeah, no, it was good fun. And so he had a treasure hunt with all his friends. So that was very special. Sometimes it's very, very simple wishes that are very touching. Anna wanted to have a pink bicycle so she could take Winnie the Pooh on a ride on her bicycle. So that was very important. Mm-hmm. So that was wonderful. But there's just many, many, many wishes. And each one sort of is special, in particular when they want to meet penguins, when they want to be Spider-Man, when they want to go to the mountains. Mm. Often teenagers want a break. They just want to go to the sea. They want to just sit quietly and be away.
Just change of scenery.
Absolutely.
Just take it easy.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned I want to meet categories. Have you had any celebrities involved here?
For the moment, we've had a lot of footballers.
Right.
The Swiss boys tend to really enjoy meeting local Swiss footballers. So we've had Hakan Yakin, but they also like the Juventus players.
Okay.
For the moment, we have a young boy who's waiting to meet Shaqiri.
Okay.
Before he disappears off to Bayern Munich. So he's still with FC Basel, so he's going to meet him. Big celebrities. We have children presently waiting to meet Johnny Depp, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber. Okay. Quite a few Justin Bieber wishes.
I can imagine little girls.
Absolutely. And he's very good. Justin Bieber actually supports Make-A-Wish through his records and his own perfume. And so he's great at meeting the children. We have other singers as well. For example, there's a wish right now, a young girl who wants to meet Laura Pozzini, the Italian singer.
Okay.
So
lots going on there.
Yeah.
And it must be, I should imagine as a celebrity, it must be the kind of thing that for them, it doesn't take much of their time, but they could see that it really does make a difference and change your life.
It can be life-changing. I think, if I can, there's one very nice example is Jeremy from Geneva. 4 years ago, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and his wish, in fact, was to meet the drummer, Joey Jordison.
Right,
And of course, none of us had
played. I know who that is.
Yep. You see who it is. All right, very famous drummer in the States. So we flew Jeremy and his mom to New York and then to Iowa, where Joey Jordison lives.
Yeah, he's from the band Slipknot.
Exactly. Yeah. And so he was absolutely fantastic. And he met Jeremy. He took Jeremy to his home, gave him all sorts of things like cymbals and masks from his performances. And it was a real inspiration for Jeremy. And Jeremy came back from that wish. And today he has his own rock band in Geneva.
Yep. Inspired by Slipknot. No, exactly. I'd love to have met that. But it's nice to see that people are doing that and, you know, going that extra little bit.
They do. Celebrities are great.